You're listening to the Doing English podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, this is Julian from doingenglish.com, and welcome to episode 15 of the Doing English podcast. Before we start today, I want to say, first of all, a quick thank you to Steve, the guy who edits the audio for the Doing English podcast. A lot of people have said to me how great the sound quality is, and I cannot take any of the credit for that. It is all down to Steve and his hard work making this podcast sound as good as it does. This said, in today's episode, see if you can listen out for crows in the background. Yes, unfortunately, we seem to have a lot of crows around my little tiny office recently. And no matter how hard I try, I don't seem to be able to find a time to record without crows cawing in the background. So, unfortunately, Steve's hard work is somewhat undermined by crows. Too bad, but there's not much I can do about that. So what are we going to be talking about in this week's episode? This week, we're going to be talking about what you can learn about English from my, let's be honest, rather unsuccessful attempts at weight training. But first of all, this week's five-star review comes from Ali1810 in Italy. And Ali said, "Great job. Dear Julian, you are such an inspiration. I really love your daily emails and your YouTube videos and your weekly podcast. You have really excelled yourself. It's a very good and useful product, not only for learning English, but also for everyday life. You are really inspiring to me. Please keep going." Thank you, Ali. Hearing you say that means the world to me. It really does mean a lot to me. If you ever find yourself in Tokyo, be sure to give me a shout. I owe you a beer, a coffee, or other beverage of your choice. And just quickly, Ali also mentioned the Doing English Daily newsletter. So let me ask you a question. Have you joined the Doing English Daily newsletter yet? If not, why not? Because you, my friend, are missing out. The Doing English Daily newsletter is a free email that I send out every single day. I share all kinds of stories and experiences from my life that will help you to understand the English learning process better and will help you to learn English faster. And dare I say, with less hassle. You'll also get tips and advice for learning English, as well as the chance to join premium Doing English courses. You'll get information about things like the Doing English book, which is coming out soon. And occasionally, you will even get the chance to join in my research projects. So if you haven't already, you can and definitely should head over to doingenglish.com and sign up for the Doing English Daily Newsletter. You will see a link on the menu bar that says newsletter, or there is also a link that says something at the time of recording anyway, that says something like your daily dose of English. Just click that link and enter your email address and name, and you will be away. So, let's get into this week's exciting episode of the Doing English podcast. So this week, I'm going to be talking a little about weight training and some of the parallels between weight training and language learning. But first of all, I have to give you a slight legal disclaimer. I am in no way whatsoever qualified to give you weight training advice. So although I will be talking about weight training and some of the things that I've done and some of the advice that I've received in this podcast episode, I am not an expert. I am not qualified to give you advice. If you do something that I say and you hurt yourself, you cannot hold me responsible. It's not my fault because I am not a professional in this area. But this said, you might not know this and you probably wouldn't think it to look at me, but I lift weights. Rather unsuccessfully, I will admit, but I do lift weights. I said you wouldn't believe it to look at me because I'm pretty small. I'm about average height for the UK. I'm about 180 centimeters tall, which is about average in the UK. So I'm not short, but I'm not really tall either. However, I only weigh 60 kilograms, which is not much. This is despite the obscene amount of food that I eat. People are always shocked and amazed at how much I eat. When I go for meals with friends, they say, "How can you eat so much food? Where does it go?" And I can easily eat 4 or 5 meals a day, and I snack in between meals as well, and I'm still hungry most of the time. I have the kind of body type that burns energy excessively just by doing nothing. By just sitting and watching the TV, I burn as much energy as lots of people do doing exercise. The result being that I never put on weight. You might think that this sounds like a good thing. If you're the kind of person who struggles to keep their weight down, you might think that this seems amazing. But in reality, it's just as much of a problem. Because no matter how hard I try, I find it very, very difficult to put on weight. The result of that is that up until recently, up until a couple of years ago, I was finding that I was feeling very tired all the time and that I had no energy. And so I started running. And you can hear all about that story if you go back to episodes number 3 and 4 of this podcast. But shortly after starting running and finding that running had very positive effects on my health, as it would, I also thought it would be a good idea to do some strength training as well, that is to lift weights. Now I will admit that I'm still not seeing much result with weight training. This is more to do with my body type than anything else, but I am seeing results now. But in the beginning, that was not the case. In the beginning, I started to lift weights and it went nowhere. Nothing. Absolutely nothing happened. It didn't do a thing. In fact, several months went by with no change whatsoever. And it wasn't until one of the Doing English Plus members pointed out my mistake to me and told me what I was doing wrong that I actually started to see some results at all. My mistake? You'll probably laugh at this, but don't forget, I don't know anything really about lifting weights and exercise and training and things like that. My mistake was that my weights were far, far, far too light. They were so light that I could lift them for as long as I wanted, and my arms didn't get tired. I didn't know this. I thought that was fine. If you lift the weights, you'll get stronger. I thought it was just the act of lifting the weights that would make me stronger. But of course, if you know anything about how muscle is built, which I now do, you'll know that it doesn't work like that. So the Doing English Plus member who advised me to change to heavier weights. He said, "You've got to start lifting something heavy. You shouldn't be able to lift them many times. The weights you're using are too tiny. They're far too light. So I did what he said. And he said, intensity is the key. It's the act of lifting heavy weights, the act of forcing your muscles to go past what they can do already that makes your muscles grow. That is, the intensity of the exercise is everything. Now, I have to admit, recently I've been a bit lazy with lifting weights. But after he gave me that advice, I did it every other day, as he advised, for about 6 to 7 months, and I finally started to see results. Slowly but surely, I added weight to the dumbbells, the weights that I use, and now I'm using relatively heavy weights, certainly much heavier than I could have lifted in the beginning. To look at, I don't seem to have grown much muscle. As I said, I have the body type that doesn't really build easily. I'm sure it could be done if I had enough motivation, but right now, it's not really a priority for me. But I did start to see results, although recently I've been kind of lazy with it. But yesterday, after quite a long break over the new year and over Christmas and all of this, I decided, right, enough is enough. This break is going on too long. So I psyched myself up and I did a proper workout with my weights. And damn, it felt good. I can tell you, it felt really, really good. It doesn't feel good now, however, because now I'm in rather a lot of pain. Right now, I have quite bad muscle burn in my arms and in my shoulder and even around my stomach and in my chest. Again, it's been a while since I've done it, and that muscle pain has come back with a vengeance. Now, the thing is, this is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not some kind of masochist who loves the pain. In fact, I'm a bit of a wimp, to be honest, when it comes to pain. I hate pain. I certainly do not like the pain that comes with weightlifting. But it is a good thing because when I feel this pain, I know that what I am doing is working. It's as they say, no pain, no game. And this is exactly the same for English. I'm going to repeat that because it's so important. This is exactly the same for English. And in fact, you may not know this, but language learning and muscle building are very, very similar. Muscles grow through something called progressive overload. That is, you constantly overload your muscles with the effort and the weight that you're using. That is, you push them past their limits. You use the weights and you progressively overload the muscles to push them beyond what they can do to make them break, to injure them, basically. And this is what causes muscle to grow. They then heal and they grow back bigger and better. But if you don't push them like this, if you don't overload them like I was doing in the beginning, nothing happens. So you have to increase the weight. And as you keep going, you have to progressively increase the weight. As I mentioned, I'm now using weights much, much heavier than I did in the beginning. And in a few months' time, I will add more weight to the weights that I'm using. I am progressively overloading my muscles again and again and again, getting more and more and more intense each time. Again, this is exactly the same with English. And it's why a lot of people reach the intermediate stage and then just stop improving. As beginners, they learn really quickly and really easily. Just learning a little bit, just a tiny bit of practice will give them big gains in their English. But over time, they slow down. They stop. And eventually, it feels like they're not moving at all. And what you need to know is this. You'll never improve by doing the same things that are too easy. Like me, lifting weights that are far, far too light. The solution, then, is quite simple. The solution is to add more and more intensity to what you are doing. Progressively overload your English. If you don't feel tired after your English practice, that is your English workout, what you're doing isn't good enough. If you don't feel tired and even in pain after studying and learning and practicing your English, what you're doing is not working. It is not helping you. Now, I'm not going to give you specific exercises that you can use in this podcast. I'm not going to do that because that goes well beyond what we can talk about here. It would take far too long. And anyway, I talk about that in one of my courses, which you can find out about when you join the Doing English Daily newsletter. It's also something that I talk about a lot in my up and coming book. So I'm not giving you specific exercises here, but what you need to know, the point is that intensity is key. Pick the exercises that you use for practice based on intensity, not on how easy they are to do or anything like that, but based on intensity. Again, just like with weightlifting or even with running or something like that, as again, I talked about in episode 3 and 4 of this podcast. Right, that then is the end of this week's episode. Of course, if you want to know more about this topic as well as others, you can and should go and join the Doing English Daily newsletter. And in fact, today's topic is one that I write about and talk about quite a lot in the newsletter. So if you haven't signed up for that, you are definitely missing out by not joining. To join, all you have to do is head over to doingenglish.com and sign up. Just put in your name and your email address and you'll be away. What have we got coming up in next week's episode of the Doing English podcast? Next week, how to motivate yourself to learn English, to learn faster and speak better than anyone else. Next week's is actually going to be another running-inspired episode, something for you to look forward to over the next 7 days. So take care, have a great week, and I'll see you in episode 16 of the Doing English podcast. Thank you, and goodbye.